Studentska ruta na 100,5 MHz.
1200 ljudi stiže u glavni grad Hrvatske.
What you Croatia? Good, very good country, good city, but I don't have chance here.
Reporti volontera koji pomažu izbjeglicama.
Ona vrata tamo zatvorit, na ova vrata ćemo prasniti.
Feeling tired.
Trenutno imamo 1600 madraca.
Uživo na Radio Studentu.
Dobar dan i dobrodošli u Balkansku rutu, emisiju o izbjegličkoj krizi te procesu integracije i sustavu azila u Republici Hrvatskoj. Kao i svakog ponedjeljka s vama je Azra Ajaš, a sa mnom na liniji je Niklas Boliček, volonter iz Njemačke koji je nekoliko puta bio u grčkom izbjegličkom kampu Idomeni, zadnji put dok je trajala evakuacija. Možete pretpostaviti da Niklas ne govori hrvatski, stoga će ovaj intervju biti na engleskom jeziku, a za one koji ga ne budu mogli pratiti, transkript i prijevod možete očekivati na našem webu od sutra ujutro, dakle www.radiostudent.hr. Hello Niklas, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Hello.
Hello. First of all, thank you for making time for this conversation and sorry for the long intro. So we'll just start now. You were in Idomeni as a volunteer several times. Can you explain how did the situation and the conditions in the camp change through the time and what were the differences?
Yes, when I was at the first time in Idomeni in February, it was when the border closed at the beginning. And so a lot of people were stuck and they didn't know what will happen to them. Mm-hmm. But a few days later, the borders opened it again and people were allowed to pass it. So the situation was quite good for them. Mm-hmm. But later on, when the borders closed totally, the desperation was increasing. People didn't know what to do. They tried to cross the border illegally, like in March. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a lot of them have relatives in Germany, so they really wanted to cross the border in order to reunite with the families. Legal ways need a lot of time, and people often don't know how they can use these legal ways. Mm-hmm. So they started living in this camp. And when I was there last week, there were shops, people were making falafel, baking bread. A lot of people were cooking for themselves. And yeah, it was like a small city, which just had grown there.
Yeah. So last time you were there during the evacuation process, do you think that the evacuation of the camp was necessary and why?
Yes, it was necessary, in my opinion. Because people shouldn't live like this, especially not in Europe. And since government wasn't present there, it was necessary to provide help by government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Can you describe how many people were there at the time and how did the evacuation look like?
Yes, I weren't allowed to be inside the camp when the evacuation happened, mm-hmm. but I know from witnesses that police was really calm and didn't harass the people to leave. Mm-hmm. At the time, there were around 8,400 people in Idomeni camp, and I know from the witnesses that police made like circles around several sections, and then the people knew, okay, Idomeni is over now, and just took their luggage and went to the buses. So everything was peacefully, and this was really important for us. We didn't expect this in the beginning.
Yes, definitely. And do you know if the people were informed about the places they were being sent to, and what was their reaction? They were calm, obviously, but why?
I don't know if the people were informed about the camps in which they will go to, mm-hmm. but I know that families have been separated within the transfer, and when they arrived in the camps, they were really shocked, mm-hmm. or especially in the camp we have been to, they were shocked about the conditions there, and a lot just left the camp or said, I want to go back to Idomeni, it was way better there.
Yeah. You said earlier that the volunteers couldn't stay in Idomeni during the evacuation. Why was that? Where were you at the time?
I think authorities were afraid that activists could disturb the evacuation. So only a few registered volunteers have been allowed inside, and the Greek governmental media. At this day, we were around Idomeni. There are several camps outside, and they are still there. Greek government wants to evict them the next days, but nobody knows exactly when. And a lot of people from Idomeni moved to there in order to not be transferred. Only 4,000 of the people by now have been evacuated from Idomeni. The other part is unknown yet.
You said earlier that that the people are not really satisfied with the conditions in the new refugee sites. So can you tell me more about them and what is with the volunteer work in those sites?
Yes, the problem with the new camps is that they haven't been prepared before. So in our camp, we didn't have running water, we didn't have electricity, we didn't have showers. And they just began to prepare the camp to make human conditions. And as far as I see it, the military is really, really motivated in making good conditions there, but the volunteers asked, why didn't they do it before? Why do they have to do it now when the people already arrived? And to work with the military in the camps, you now have to be registered. But the cooperation with them is quite good in our camp.
So considering all of that, can you say what are the potential next steps in Greece for the refugees, for asylum seekers and the camps?
Yes, the government will now do the registration of all the refugees and extend the allowance for them to stay in the country. I think it's really important to give them, because I think they will have to stay the next months or even years in Greece. It's important to give them the opportunity to integrate into society, to find work, and especially for the children to find education. They have to improve the conditions of the camps because living in old fabrics can't be a solution for long term, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially considering the integration process.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nicholas. That would be all. The information was very useful, and good luck with your further work.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sada da se vratim na hrvatski. Dakle, bila je ovo još jedna balkanska ruta koju je uredila i realizirala Azra Ajaš i kako sam već na početku rekla, ukoliko vam je praćenje razgovora na engleskom bio problem, prevedeni transkript intervjua možete očekivati sutra ujutro na www.radiostudent.hr. Slušamo se opet idući ponedjeljak od 12.30. Do tada ostanite uz program radija koji nije za svakoga. Pozdrav!
Balkanska ruta na 100,5 MHz.
1200 ljudi stiže u glavni grad Hrvatske.
But you Croatia, good, very good country, good city, but I don't have chance here.
Reporti volontera koji pomažu izbjeglicama.
Ona vrata tamo zatvoriti, nova vrata ćemo prasniti.
Feeling tired. Trenutno imamo 1600 madraca.